The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
If you're someone who lives in an area where it's so expensive to buy real estate and you feel like it's impossible, then I have something for you. I just released a free guide that's going to give you the 8 steps you need to take to buy your first out-of-state property. I've bought several properties out of state, living in California, investing in Ohio, and you can do the same. It's just a matter of having the right information. So click the link in the description of this episode to get your free guide today. What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Let's jump right into it. We are talking about Invitation Homes. They purchased 1,900 single family homes for a total of $495 million in cash. And this was reported by the Dallas Morning News. And this is big news. This is big news. And, you know, I thought it was important that, you know, we all come together, we talk about it. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to just share in detail exactly what's going on. And then we'll have time for questions. If y'all have questions and, you know, want to share your grievances, share what you think about it, or ask questions, any type of real estate related questions, be happy to talk more about that. So I'm going to get into the details of what's going on, and then we'll go from there. All right, so let's jump right into it. Again, the Dallas-based Invitation Homes paid $650 million for nearly 1,900 single-family homes, and they paid $495 million in cash and presumably financed the rest. And so the sale of each home was about $340,000 per home. And they also purchased it on discount. When you buy a lot of properties at once, you typically get a discount. So they purchased this at a discount that they believe would not be possible if they bought them one off, which makes sense. And so just more context on where these properties are. They're primarily, again, in the Sun Belt, but specifically in Texas, in Florida, in Phoenix, in Vegas, and in LA. So those are the cities where the majority of the properties they purchased are. And so this company's been on a run. They've been on a run. And specifically, by the end of June, they owned around 3,000 homes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which makes up about 4% of its portfolio. So you can do the math. 4% of their portfolio was only 3,000 homes. So obviously, they own tens of thousands of rental units throughout the country. So I have a lot of thoughts about this. And a lot of thoughts about what's going on. There were a lot of comments on Instagram this morning, people just sharing their thoughts and different things that they feel about this particular acquisition. Here's the first thing. This is not going to stop. Corporate landlords are not going anywhere. They are here to stay. And so the first thing is this is not going to stop. And so I also don't want you to be discouraged as well. This is not going to stop, but there are still plenty of opportunities out there. There are a lot of folks who can buy right now, whether it's an investment property, whether it's a primary residence, but are hung up on the interest rates. There's no guarantee that the interest rates will go down. As a matter of fact, they might continue to go up. Who knows? And so I don't want you to be discouraged. And also, if you're in a position where you can buy right now, I encourage you to seriously consider it, because this is not going to stop. You know, corporate landlords will continue to buy properties. A lot of people who want to buy single family homes to live in are sitting out of the game. So in my opinion, they're buying out the properties because people need somewhere to live. A lot of folks want to live in a single family home, even if they can't afford to buy it. And so if you're in position to buy, it's something you may want to seriously consider. And, you know, obviously they are invested in some major places that where the costs have been rising over considerably. So places like Florida, places like LA, places like Phoenix and Vegas, where prices for rent, prices for homes have gone up considerably. And a lot of people may feel that, you know, well, they won't ever have a chance to buy in those big markets. And you may not. But what I want to tell you today is that you may need to consider, one, investing out of state if you are strictly looking to buy investment properties. I live in LA in the market where they have a sizable footprint. And I decided to invest in Ohio. I invested out of state. It just is what it is. Would I have preferred to buy here? Of course, but it just is what it is, you know? So if you are looking to invest and you live in one of these coastal cities or maybe in one of these cities where they have a big footprint and you feel like there's not enough inventory for you, you may want to consider investing out of state. Or if you're looking for somewhere for your family to live, you may even want to consider moving. You know, people have migrated for generations. And so that's something that you should keep in mind as well. So if you're here and you haven't hit the like button, definitely be sure to hit the like button. Definitely appreciate it. Hit the like button and share. We definitely want to make sure we get as many people in here as possible. And so appreciate you guys rocking with me. All right. So let's keep moving on. And also, this is actually a publicly traded company. So I'm going to look up where they're trading at today. So Invitation Homes is a publicly traded company. And someone who follows me actually mentioned that they invest in the company and they've gotten pretty good returns. So it looks like Invitation Homes was trading today at $34.46 a share. Do with that information what you will, but they are a publicly traded company. And they are reportedly one of the largest or the largest single family owner of single family rental homes in the United States. So just to get a sense of who we're dealing with. So I want to give some background on Invitation Homes. Obviously, they made this big acquisition, but I also want to give some background on who they are as a company, what they invest in, where they invest. So the one thing that I thought was pretty crazy when I went to their website is that their tagline is live freer, lease a house. And quite frankly, the new American dream they're trying to sell is that you'll own nothing and be happy. Lease our nice house. We'll take care of everything for you. You'll live wonderfully, but you won't own anything. And the fact of the matter is the majority of wealth for Americans is in the value of their home. And so obviously they're looking to own as much as they can naturally at your expense, right? And so this is why I tell you all to consider, like, if you need to invest out of state for investment properties, look into that. If you need to move and you can't afford the coastal city or the expensive city where you're at, you might need to just find another job, figure things out and move so you can own a home, right? If that's what it takes for you to own a home. Otherwise, you'll probably be a tenant for this company. And so, you know, obviously it makes sense that they say live freer, lease a house because it's in their best interest, right? But I just wanted to drive home the fact that, you know, this is not going to stop. And so you need to figure out what you're going to do in response to this. Are you going to stay where you're at? Are you going to go somewhere else? It's time to think outside of the box. This does not mean that there are no longer opportunities within real estate. There are plenty of opportunities. You just got to figure out how to position yourself to succeed and be able to participate in a lot of the upside of real estate. And so obviously as a renter, you don't get cash flow, you don't get tax benefits, you don't get equity and appreciation and all those things over time when you're leasing a house. Now, I understand everybody may have certain situations in which you might need to rent a house for a period of time. But if your goal is to own a home, it's important that you're taking actionable steps to make that happen. And so some more about Invitation Homes. So this is from their website. Invitation Homes is enabling more than 80,000 people to live in the home of their dreams without the worry of a mortgage. I just find that so interesting. Without the worry of a mortgage. I mean, at the end of the day, a mortgage is just another bill. It's another bill. Like when you own a home, instead of paying rent, you pay a mortgage. It's the same exact thing. It's a payment for your living that is being paid to that to the person who is owed. You know what I'm saying? So this is great marketing on their part. They come for quality. It continues. They come for quality updated houses in awesome neighborhoods. They come for high quality schools and proximity to jobs and transportation. They stay for consistent superior service. You can have all of these same benefits by owning a home. And so, you know, I think, again, the dream they're trying to sell is, you know, home ownership is so stressful. Home ownership is so difficult. You should just rent for the rest of your life from us and be worry free. You don't have to worry about anything. We'll take care of everything. Everything will just be great. That's the dream that they're trying to sell. The previous American dream was a home with a white picket fence, so on and so forth. But now it's a rented home and a white picket fence. That is the new American dream. And so, you know, this stuff is very intentional. It's not by happenstance. And so I really, you know, want you all to be aware of what exactly is going on. So if y'all have any questions, I'm going to keep going. But if you have any questions, any comments you want to share about Invitation Homes and this 1900 home acquisition and about this company and landlords, corporate landlords in general, drop them in the chat. I will answer any question you have and read any comment you may have. So looking forward to hearing from you. All right. So let's keep going. So the cities that Invitation Homes operates in, so Atlanta, Atlanta, North Carolina, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Houston, Jacksonville, Vegas, Minneapolis, Northern California, Orlando, Phoenix, Seattle, South Florida, Tampa. So one thing I noticed, I mean, of course, they're kind of spread around, really. You have some areas on the coast. You have some in the South. You have a couple even in the Midwest. So, you know, they have quite a footprint. They have quite a footprint. So a little bit more about Invitation Homes. So last year, they formed a $750 million joint venture with a Boston-based company called Rockpoint Group to help them in their single family home acquisitions. And their goal was to focus on this specific price range, 500,000 to 800,000, single family homes in the 500,000 to the $800,000 price range. And typically Invitation Homes targeted homes about 450 or so percent. So I'm wondering how much of that had to do with the changes in price and the increases in price. But the point is, like, these companies are coming after single family homes, and they're coming after single family homes because many folks are priced out due to the prices and the high interest rates. And many folks who actually have the means to buy homes are sitting on the sidelines. So if the average person is sitting on the sidelines in mass, what do you think is going to happen? Those who have the money are going to go in and pounce and buy properties. This is why it's important to understand, like, real estate will never stop. There's money exchanging hands every day. There's real estate deals being done every day. You need to figure out how you can fit in to the deal flow, how you can fit in to what's going on. There's so many people who have this perception that because of the high interest rates, because of the prices, like, that the business has stopped. It has not. As a matter of fact, those who are prepared, those who are coming together, are taking advantage of the fact that so many people are sitting out. So it's really a reality check. You know, I don't want any of y'all to miss out on opportunities because you're listening to the headlines saying that it's a bad time to buy. Oh, interest rates are too high. Like, it's all about creativity. It's time to get creative. It's time to get uncomfortable. even if that discomfort means you are investing in an area where you don't live or where you don't know anybody like I did, or if it means you are making arrangements to eventually move to a more affordable area where you can reasonably afford a home. You know, it's important. It's important, right? There's no one company that's going to buy every single property in the United States. However, the fact that these folks who are backed by big money are buying all these properties, it should say something. All right. So there's a lot of speculation about who the seller was for these 1,900 homes. The seller was not actually revealed, but there is suspicion that it is Barry Sternlicht's Starwood Capital Group. And Starwood Capital Group is a private investment firm that invests in global real estate. They have over $100 billion in assets under management. So they're one of the big players in the real estate space. So Invitation, and the reason there's suspicion that that is how the transaction went is because Invitation Homes was getting close to a deal that would buy about 2,000 homes from Starwood about a month ago. So it's a lot of interesting stuff. Again, you know, own nothing and be happy. That's where things are going. And I don't want us to miss out on any opportunities because of that. So I'm going to open it up now. If there are questions, you can drop them in the chat and I'm happy to answer any of those questions. We'd love to turn it over to you guys. Any questions you may have, any comments you may have about this particular acquisition or about anything, just drop that in the chat. I got the chat right here with me and I'll be happy to answer any questions y'all have. You mentioned investing out of state. What is the strategy you use to do so? XOXMG, thank you so much for asking. So I'll give the rundown. I'll just give the whole story so you have full context. And so again, I live in LA. About 5 years ago, I tried to qualify for a property out here and I couldn't actually qualify for anything. And so pretty much what happened was I was like, all right, I need to figure out something to do. How can I invest in real estate? You know, my 401k is not going to be that much by the time I retire, all these things. So I discovered folks were investing out of state and I never heard of that. I never knew anybody who did that. I didn't even know you could do that, to be honest with you. And so I spent 12 months figuring out how to invest out of state. I read everything. I listened to everything and I started saving money. I put my student loans on pause so I could save that money. I was paying a lot for those each month. And fast forward, I got introduced to some folks out in Dayton, Ohio. I went out for a market visit. I did a lot of market research that helped me to, you know, be comfortable with the market. I went out there. I saw it for myself. And fast forward to October of 2019, about a year after I put the plan in place, I was closing on my first property. I purchased another earlier this year. 7% interest rate, but the cash flow is great, which is why I like to drive home that even though the interest rates are high, there's still a lot of great deals out there. You just got to know how to run the numbers. And so how I financed the first property, again, I was just saving that money from my student loans for 12 months. And then I also took a loan against my 401k. So basically I was paying myself back with interest, but those two sources of funds coming together helped me to expedite that process. Now, there's plenty of financing strategies that you can use. That's just what I decided to use and to get me in the game. And I self-manage. I've been self-managing for about 2.5 years now. I have folks out there who help me here and there with things, but you know, once a tenant is in there, it's pretty easy. It's pretty seamless. All the payments are online. Everything is pretty straightforward. So it's not as much work as people make it seem like. Yeah, I'm planning to buy more. I invest in Dayton, Ohio, which I enjoy. No one talks about it, which is even better. And so, you know, for me, I like the market. But yeah, that's what I did. That's how I invested out of state. And if it's something that you're interested in, let me know. I do have a coaching program, and I also do have a free guide with some tips to get you started. But yeah, that's how I got started, and that's what I decided to do. And I specifically invest in single family homes. So XMG, thanks for that question. If you have a follow-up question that you want to ask, I'm more than happy to answer that. And if anybody else has questions, I'm more than happy to answer those too. XOXMG. That's very helpful. Thanks. I'm looking to do something similar, but need to identify a good market. Yeah, I could definitely help you. So if you send me an email, I'll drop my email in the chat, and we'll connect about it. I'll drop my email in the chat. And if you'd like, we can talk more about the programming and everything and go from there. But yeah, I think finding a market is like the most important, one of the most important things when it comes to investing out of state, because if you live in one of these expensive cities and you look at other states, like for example, Ohio or Indiana, and you're just broadly looking across the state, you will be shocked at how much cheaper the properties are. But the problem is, if you're just buying a property because it's cheap and you're not actually doing that market analysis, you could be buying in an area where you may not even be able to find a renter. So there's like a whole formula that I use and that I recommend just to make sure you're investing in a market that's growing. That's my preference. Everybody doesn't do it that way, but I like to invest in places that that are on the way up. All right, Nancy, what does market research entail? What are you looking for? Yeah, so a couple of things that I look for is, one, what are the industries in that particular market? So is it a city where everything is based on one industry or one company? If it is, I'm running the other direction. If you look at US history and areas where there was a lot of industry, you know, whether it's automotive, whether it's steel and things of that nature, once those industries left or either closed down or went overseas or went to some other state, those cities were done. And so one thing is like a diversity of employers. Also, what employers are coming there? So those are two things you want to look at. The third thing I'll mention is that you want to invest in, I prefer to invest in cities where the city itself is investing in itself, where they're investing in the infrastructure, they're investing in the downtown, they're investing in the roads, they're investing in the parks, there's new development. Any city that has those things going on, they will typically have a page or a website dedicated to it. For example, in Dayton, there's downtowndayton.com. You can find out everything that's happening in downtown, all the new high rises, all the things that are happening, and you can find articles. So when you're browsing cities, I like to see what's going on. Any city that has some good things happening, they will always publish it. They will always talk about it. So those are a couple of things I look for. It's like a whole laundry list. We don't have time for everything today, but those are some main things that I look for when I'm looking at a particular market. Thank you for that question, Nancy. I appreciate it. Any other questions? Any other questions? XOXMG says, exactly. That's one of my hesitations. I'll reach out for sure. Yeah, reach out. We'll take some time in the chat. Any other questions about this particular acquisition, the 1900 homes with that Invitation Homes has purchased, or any real estate questions in general, any feelings or thoughts you might have about this, let me know. I'm more than happy to answer any questions you guys have. Nancy, it makes sense. Any website useful to do research on industries, population growth, et cetera? So one thing that will be good to look at is census data. So if you are looking at a particular city, take a look at the census data in that city, see what the trends are, see what the incomes are, the population growth and neighborhoods and things like that. The census data will have a lot of good information about that. As far as other websites, I would say if there's like a chamber of commerce in that particular city, that could be a good indicator of what's going on and some of the economic activity that's taking place. And something else you could do is, if you're looking at a particular city, you could say something like, let's say you are looking at Columbus, Ohio. You could say Columbus, Ohio real estate development and just check out different developments that might be going on? How does one find out where locally one can invest besides looking for great schools? Any other data? Yeah, good question. So like I said before, I would say look at the industries, look at the industries in that city, look at the types of industries in that city. So make sure, I would encourage you to not consider a place that's just based on one particular company and what jobs are coming. Investment in the city itself. So are they growing the downtown or is there new development? So those are a couple of things to look into as far as where you may want to invest. Thanks for asking. XOXMG, I'm sure we'll see other large acquisitions like this in the near future. I totally agree. People that can buy should try to get off the sidelines and make it happen as soon as possible. Yeah, I agree. There's no guarantee that interest rates will go down significantly. We were at historic lows for years, and those times may never come back again. And also, if you look at the grand scheme of things, the interest rates now, if you look at the history of interest rates, are actually not that high. Obviously, the prices are way higher, inflation and all those things, but the interest rate in and of itself historically is not really that high. And so, you know, folks who are waiting for when they drop, if interest rates drop 2 points, let's just say interest rates drop to 5 or 4.5 or something like that, there's going to be way more competition for property. So if you are in a position where you can make it work enough, whether you're trying to buy a place to live or an investment property, you may want to seriously consider that because it's going to be way more competition when interest rates are down. Because what do you think everybody's waiting for? Why do you think everybody is, or a large portion of people are sitting out right now? It's because everyone is betting that interest rates will come down significantly, and there's no guarantee that'll happen. So, you know, investors are always going to invest. Investors are going to find creative ways to get into the market. But if you're thinking that it's going to be easier for you to buy a property, if by some reason interest rates go down significantly, it may not necessarily work out that way. I work in a city that has been hit hard economically for the last 50 years. The city is trying to redevelop near the waterfront while the community is suffering. I'm considering buying and holding. What city is that? Let me know what city that's in. That sounds pretty interesting. Let me know the city that's in. Oh, Camden, New Jersey. Okay. Yeah. Camden, New Jersey. I think I went to Camden once when I was living on the East Coast. That's good. I'm glad to hear that, you know, things are trending upwards and getting a little bit better out there. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, look into it. You know, you're there, you're from there. So you probably have a good sense of what's going on, good sense of the neighborhoods and the economy, and keep an eye on it. It might make sense. It might make sense for what you want to do, or maybe even surrounding areas near there. But yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad that city's getting redeveloped. That's definitely one of the cities that was hit pretty hard. What price to rent ratio do you look for? I don't look for price to rent ratio, honestly. I know it's something that a lot of people talk about, but I'm looking at the numbers specifically. How much am I going to make a month? If I purchase at X price, what is my cash flow going to be? That's what I care about most, you know? So I don't really look at price to rent ratio. Some people do it for like quick math or back at a napkin calculations, but I don't necessarily look for a particular price to rent ratio. Good. That's a really good question. Do you think construction costs will level out soon? I'm not sure, honestly. I'm really not sure. That is something that I've been looking into and reading up on over the last year or so. I'm not sure if it'll level out soon. I haven't heard anyone who has been particularly optimistic about it leveling out soon. And so, you know, hopefully it gets better. You know, I speak to like developers and different people, and the construction cost has been tough. It's changed their numbers and their projections and things of that nature, their profits and stuff. And there's been a lot of adjustments people have had to make because of construction cost. So yeah, I'm not actually sure. I'm not actually sure. That's a good question though. And definitely will keep an eye on it. Thanks for that question, Chris. So far we've talked about out-of-state investing in the questions, construction cost, market research, how to figure out where to invest, let's see, strategy I use for investing out of state. Those are some of the topics we've talked about so far. We can talk about just about anything. And so drop your questions or your comments in the chat. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hopefully add some value and help. So I appreciate you all taking some time to tap into the live and hear more about this acquisition of 1,900 single family homes from Invitation Homes. Just as a reminder, don't be discouraged, even if they're making a splash in your city or a place you are considering investing in. There are still a lot of opportunities out there, in particular, because a lot of folks are on the sidelines because of the interest rates. That could work in your favor. If you're able to find a property where you live or somewhere else that meets your criteria, it could be a good opportunity for you. You may have to get up and move, or maybe stay in your current city and get a rental property somewhere else. So it's important to have an open mind, be creative. Don't be discouraged. Like, this is not the end of the world. I know a lot of folks have feelings about this, but this is not the end of the world. So don't worry. There's still opportunities out there. But if you're in position to make a move now, it's something that you should strongly consider. So again, thank you all so much for taking some time to join the live episode tonight. I'll talk to you soon. If you need anything, you know where to find me. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.